Welcome to the Heart and Chest Matters podcast, which focuses on some of the extraordinary people who provide specialist heart and chest care for patients and families at Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital. Our guest today on Heart and Chest Matters is Tom White. Tom is the sustainability lead at Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital, and with a sustainable and greener NHS becoming increasingly important, this is the focus of our discussion today. So hi Tom, welcome to Heart and Chest Matters. Sustainability is something you're really passionate about, isn't it? So can you tell us a little bit about where this has come from and what it means to you on a day-to-day basis?
Certainly, yes. So it's been something I've been very passionate about for a number of years now, mainly in my personal life. I've been trying to make small differences, cycling to work, eating less meat, but it's never something I've done in a professional capacity. So when this opportunity came up at Liverpool Heart and Chest, I jumped at it with both hands.
So what is your role at Liverpool Heart and Chest then, Tom?
So I was approached by Jonathan Develling because they had this Green Awareness Month coming up and they needed somebody to host a series of events but also conduct a review of the sustainability initiatives that the Trust has done in the last few years, with the idea of producing recommendations for the future to see what opportunities there are going forward, as well as reviewing and kind of evaluating the initiatives of the past.
So I guess we'll come on to some of that later, yeah. But sustainability is very topical at the moment. So can you explain a little bit about this? Perhaps what the problem is, why it's particularly important to have a greener NHS?
Yeah, certainly. So we know that the climate emergency is also a health emergency. Climate change threatens the foundations of good health and has direct and immediate consequences to patients, the public and the NHS. We know that the situation is getting worse. 9 of the last 10 years have been the hottest on record. That means increased death from heat waves. And it also means that we have higher intensity storms, flooding, and also we have increased spread of infectious diseases such as encephalitis and fibrosis. So it has an inextricable relationship to health, which is why that the NHS has a fiscal responsibility as well as a moral responsibility as one of the biggest carbon producers in the country to be tackling it now, so we can protect patients today but also patients of the future as well.
Now, some of our listeners will be aware of the climate change conference COP26, and the UK has also just announced its new green plan. But can you tell us a little bit more about these?
Certainly. Yeah. So on the 31st of October, we have the Conference of the Parties, colloquially known as COP26. It's being held in Glasgow. So the UK is going to be the host nation. And the Green Plan, the Net Zero Plan, which came out 2 days ago, is kind of the UK trying to set itself up as this new climate leader. I think Bojo referred to it as the new green industrial revolution that hopefully they're going to take the UK in. It sets out essentially a strategy to get the UK to net zero, which means that all of the carbon that we produce is either zero or it's being offset by things like carbon capture systems or programs. And the COP26 is essentially an international conference where all of the governments of the world are going to come together to try and discuss how they can work together to make the world a more sustainable place. Each of them will be outlining their own net zero targets there as well.
So quite ambitious plans then.
Certainly, yeah, it's going to be a really important conference to see what kind of appetite the world has for greener sustainability initiatives going forward into the next 20, 30 years.
Do you think it's possible that a greener NHS would actually translate to a better NHS?
Yeah, certainly. So we know that the healthcare system has a relationship with the climate change system. So for instance, we know that, air pollution affects the amount of people who have asthma every year. And it's even said that the best estimates suggest that over 1/3 of new asthma cases might be avoided if we had a more aggressive climate change plan. So you can say that fewer emissions might in the future lead to less admissions. So a greener NHS in that respect does mean a healthier NHS, and it's better for the patients as well.
So I guess you touched on a couple of things already, but what other practical things are already taking place, happening across the NHS, and are they actually making a difference?
Yeah, so the NHS on a national level just released its 1 year on. So in October 2020, it became the first health service in the world to commit to a net zero target. And the NHS was pleased to report that they're actually way ahead of that, and especially considering the emergency that we've been through over the last 18 months, that was a huge success. So in terms of what the types of things they're doing, they're reviewing their direct and indirect emissions. So your direct emissions are things like your estate, your energy, your gas usage, your medical gas usage, any supply chain, mainly relates to your indirect emissions. So your consumption of any supplies that comes from the procurement chain. Those types of emissions are kind of harder to influence because we rely on external providers, but they're coming at it from a holistic approach and kind of tackling both direct and indirect emissions.
Thinking about our own organisation here at Liverpool Heart and Chest, have there been things that have been going on here? Are there more things still in the pipeline going to come on stream? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, certainly. There's plenty of things that Liverpool Heart and Chest has done, and that's one of probably the most exciting part of my role is working with the teams who have been over the last couple of years taking those steps. So, I mean, from an electric vehicle standpoint, we know that we've had 10 new charging stations being installed. That encourages sustainable travel, it saves CO2, and it generates the trust of small income from the charging from each station. The anaesthetic team needs to be massively commended because they switched from a different volatile agent. They went from desflurane to isoflurane, sevoflurane. And that alone has saved hundreds of thousands of kilograms of CO2. I think it was three times the weight of a blue whale in CO2 from being released into the atmosphere. But it also has a fiscal implication as well. And so they've been probably around 18,000 per year is being saved just from that alone. Waste reusable gowns. We know that PPE usage has soared massively in the last couple of years. And so the theatre staff came together and said, okay, what can we do to make sure that we're reusing, recycling wherever appropriate? And that alone, they're saving tons of plastic every year. They're saving money every year because they're not having to purchase as many. We're now switching to recycled paper. We're agile working, so we're saving miles on the road. And we've just updated our cycle to work policies as well to try and encourage more active travel there. So there's plenty of stuff going on currently. And then in the future, I think we need to start looking more towards where can we find further efficiencies. So we know that we can save costs here and we know that there is a positive environmental impact, but where are those further efficiencies to be had? And that's kind of what Green Awareness Month was celebrating, is trying to bring all of those ideas together, saying, okay, all of these teams have been doing fantastic work over the last couple of years. What ideas do you have to take us to the next level and kind of drive us towards our net zero?
And have they been coming forward with some good ideas?
So many. I've got a whole inbox full of them. So we're going to review those tomorrow, and then we're going to award an electric bike to the winner.
Fabulous. Yeah. So I guess finally, sustainability can be, I guess, quite a daunting prospect on an individual level. And it's easy to think, well, will my little part make a big difference or not? Definitely. So what would you say to listeners, whether it was a patient, a member of staff, a supplier, a member of our local community, are there things that they can do practically that will help to support a greener NHS?
Certainly. So everybody has a part to play in climate change. It affects all of us. So whether it's big or small, whether it's changing a tiny habit like consuming less red meat or maybe trying to take a more active commute to work once a week, whatever you do, there is an implication, there is definitely an output there. I know a lot of staff have been switching to electric vehicles, using less single-use plastic, or even just using the power of your wallet, buying more green and sustainable products, whether it's in supply chain, making sure that you're considering sustainability when you're procuring goods. If you're a patient, whether it means that if you can, try and make your appointment so then we're not having to organise another one, you're not having to travel more than once, etc., to the hospital. So I would say to everybody, it can be a very daunting and overwhelming thing to consider. It's such a huge climate emergency, but vote with your wallet, vote at the polling station, and those can have huge significant differences.
So whoever you are, certainly, you've got a role to play.
Definitely.
Tom, it's been great having you on today. Thank you for your time.
No, thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure.